Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, follow me here. A former Clay County election director has been sentenced for fraudulent use of a credit card device stemming from an investigation back in 2023. Patty Lamb, we covered this when it happened, Scott. Patty Lamb was sentenced today to 5 years of supervised probation.
How much money?
5 years supervised probation is the number I want you to remember. Court documents accuse her of stealing more than $15,000 from Clay County during her time with the election board. That includes $8,100 in non-business related charges, charges with no receipts, $1,300 in expense reimbursements for mileage that she couldn't prove, $200 in petty cash, and $6,278 from two unexplained payroll checks. 15 grand, 5 years probation. And of course, back in September, someone in the election board started looking like these receipts aren't adding up. They asked her about it. I'm not going to say she fled, but she was found in Belgrade, Montana.
That sounds like fleeing to me.
Right. It's not clear what she was doing there when she was arrested last February. She pleaded guilty in August. 5 years supervised probation for $15,000. Then you have this kid, who, by the way, is a UMKC graduate, who went to school with my daughter, who is looking at decades in prison for roaming around town allegedly last week and robbing four banks with a note that said, don't make any sudden movements, give me some cash. In one of those bank robberies, Scott, the Kansas City Star has a new article about this today. In one of the robberies, he walks in, hands the envelope over that says, give me some cash. The teller gives him $141.
That'll cost him 5 years.
He is looking at a very real federal prison sentence of 30 years, 40 years, Scott, four banks. Mm-hmm. You got to assume he gets 10 years per bank. He netted in total $6,000.
There are two.
If you steal money quietly, Patty Lamb, you get 5 years supervised probation. If you walk around dressed like the Unabomber, telling someone with an envelope, hand me some money, it's 40 years. And I'm not saying he's not going to go away. He's going away for a very, very long time.
I don't think he's going away for a very long time.
Oh, Scott, four banks. Well,
he's going to go to prison.
No gun.
The average federal bank robbery sentence is roughly 10 to 11 years. There's not a judge in this town that is going to run those sentences consecutively. No. It's going to be concurrent. He'll get 10 years in prison. Here's the difference. There are two major differences between these two cases. Number one, and the least of which.
It's all taxpayer money.
I understand. Well, the bank money isn't. That's private money. That's not taxpayer money. And this is the least of the two. Number one, Dum Dum Baby allegedly chose to rob banks. That is a federal charge.
Yes.
It is federally backed. It is not a secret that the federal courts are much stricter, usually, on their sentences than state courts. Number two, and this is the bigger difference of the two, Betty or Peggy or whatever her name is allegedly siphoning money off without people knowing. Okay? What is the one thing that this 17-year-old kid or 20-year-old kid, whatever he is now, did that was different than what Petty Beggy did? He instilled fear in his victims, alleged victims.
Oh, of course.
Therein lies the difference.
Tellers will tell you they have nightmares about it. They can now. I don't want to rank how bad is each bank robbery.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a difference between someone walking in with an AK-47, everyone on the ground, strong-armed robbery, and what he is alleged to have done, which is still a federal crime if convicted, passing a note that says, give me your money.
I don't know if he has a gun or not.
I think it's fear in all cases, but I think the fact that no weapon was insinuated or displayed also makes it on the lower end of the sentence there. And I don't want you to think that I'm trying to justify this, but she stole $15,000.
Without instilling fear
in her
victims.
And then ran off to Montana, right. and she's getting probation, and she's a woman. Whenever it's a woman, they always get probation.
Well, look at school teacher-student sex scandals, okay? Let's be honest. As a society—
We've gotten better at it.
No,
but
we haven't.
We're not there yet.
Where's Mary Kay Letourneau today?
Well, yeah, that's she's—
Is she taking care of her two children from that little boy?
Special flower, that woman.
When female teachers, let's call it what it is, rape a male student, okay, it's almost like as a society we're like, well, that's unfortunate. If I was a parent, I would probably be disgusted. But the male student probably wanted it too.
Yeah, you're right, though. We only hear about the ones that are so gruesome that it could fill 5 New York Post stories. I've seen a few and put a few in the stack recently that thankfully you guys did not pick up. But if it's the male side, it's the top page.
They're a monster.
Yeah.
The male teacher is immediately a monster. Even if the relationship, and I'm using this in air quotes, was consensual. Okay? It can't be consensual when you're dealing with a teenager.
Right.
And you're an adult. Let's be honest. But when it's a female teacher, we kind of tend to turn the other cheek. It's like, he probably wanted it too. And he probably bragged to his buddies about it and so forth and so on. And the same goes when it comes to embezzlement or robbery or theft. When it is a woman and whenever it's a bank, let me rephrase it. Let me walk that back. Whenever it's a government or a church, 99.9% of the time, it's always a woman. Always a woman. Usually named Ruth.
Usually, but not exclusively, named Ruth.
That is correct.
By the way, Mary Kay Letourneau is not raising those boys because
she is
dead.
Did she die?
Mary Kay Letourneau died
in 2020. I think we talked about it at length when she passed.
July 6th of 2020.
Yeah.
So we would have been home working during COVID. That one kind of slipped past the gate.
Nobody's brains were good then.
No. How did she die?
Death.
Cancer.
She died from death?
Yeah.
Every
she
time.
Had 6 kids?
Oh, God, lady. Ended up, all with Vinny Falau. And the fact that I still remember that guy's name, I need therapy. How do I remember that guy's name?
Because you have an encyclopedic mind when it comes to weird crimes.
Mm.
They ended up getting married.
She died at 58 years old from colorectal cancer.
Really? I guess then since she died from death, she would not be raising those six kids.
They released a formal joint statement from the families. What was she famous because of what she did?
Yes. Infamous. Oh, Sam.
Very.
Infamous.
Oh my gosh.
She interviewed with Barbara Wawa.
Don't you remember she had this really weird voice? She's like, I know people don't understand it, but I just love him so much.
913-586-7798.
God rest her soul. That woman had problems. My God.
586-7798.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.